Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video, I want to talk about low self-esteem in women. All right, let's talk about low self-esteem, especially low self-esteem in women. So I have another video that I'm going to link down below. It's called Self-Esteem. That's kind of my fundamental introductory video about what self-esteem is, and I go into a lot of depth there about the details of self-esteem. Here, I'm not going to do that. I'm more interested in the question of why do women tend to have more self-esteem issues than men do? To me, that was curious, and I started to look into that and ask myself questions about why this is, and I want to share some of my thoughts there with you so that you can get more understanding, if you're a woman, about where this is coming from. And maybe even if you're a man and you have women in your life that have this problem, you can also understand where they're coming from. So to get this discussion grounded, we need to talk a little bit about self-esteem. I'm just going to do a recap of the definition of self-esteem. Self-esteem has two components to it. You've got self-efficacy and self-respect. Self-efficacy simply means that you have the ability to think and direct your own life. So it's how much power do you feel you have over the circumstances in your life. That's self-efficacy. And self-respect is believing that you have inherent value in yourself and you have a right to be happy. So when you have both of these components working together, then you have high self-esteem. If either one of these components is malfunctioning or both of them are eroded, then you have very low self-esteem. Now, what I tend to find is that women struggle with self-esteem more than men. This is a generalization. This doesn't mean a woman can't have high self-esteem. This doesn't mean that there aren't women who have much higher self-esteem than men. It's certainly the case. Many men have self-esteem issues. But with women, it tends to be more of a problem. And for them, not only is it a problem on the inside, it tends to manifest itself in a problem on the outside in dysfunctional relationships. This tends to create a certain level of codependency, and it makes you an unassertive doormat. And then basically, men tend to come and walk all over you. So why is this happening, if it's happening to you? How can we get an understanding of why this is happening with women? Well, I think if you look at this definition, self-efficacy, self-respect, the self-efficacy part especially, this is your ability to control and direct life. Well, how is that developed? Well, the way that's developed in boys and in girls is a little bit different. So let's take a look at some of the cultural underpinnings here. I think the culture has a lot to do with why this disparity exists. So when a boy is growing up in our culture, then he is told to do what? As parents, they put him into sports and other aggressive activities. The boy is told that he's going to have a career and a business, and he needs to make money, and he needs to provide for his future family, potentially. And so the boy is always taught to compete, to fight. That's a very masculine type of energy, right? That competitive fighting that men do with each other. So that's going on with the boys. With the girls, what's happening? Well, it's not quite the same, right? They don't have those sorts of pressures put on them. It's more about being nurturing and loving and being girly, and then putting that and investing it into a relationship, into a family. So women are more about relationships and families, not so much about going out there and conquering the world. Although there are many women that are good at that, and so I'm in no way discouraging it or saying that there's anything wrong with it. But that just tends to be the general trend, right? Well, what happens if you're always exerting this masculine energy and you're always out there kind of pushing the boundaries of the world? What do you think happens to you? Well, what happens is that you encounter challenge, you encounter resistance. And if you've got this kind of motive to just like bust through it, then you learn a lot and you learn fast. This is how rapid learning happens, is you immerse yourself, you throw yourself into a tough situation, and then you have to just kind of struggle your way out. This is, for example, how a military boot camp works, right? You take a grunt recruit who knows nothing about the military, has no discipline, you throw him into a couple week boot camp, and all of a sudden he comes out like a real go-getter, a real soldier, right? And why is this happening? Because he's put under enormous pressure, and he learns very, very fast. The mind is extremely good at learning when it's under pressure. Now, the human being and the human mind is the opposite when it's not under pressure. It tends to kind of doze off and be a little lazy and tends to backslide. And so here's what's going on. I think this is what's happening, is that with boys, they're out there competing all the time, so they develop a very strong sense of self-efficacy. Because, you know, they're trying stuff, they're failing, they're learning how the world works. And they get like a real sense of ownership over the world. They feel like they have the world by the balls. With a woman, it's not quite so much. I mean, women do that on their own terms, and some women are out there doing masculine type things, and that will build them self-efficacy. But then a lot of women aren't doing that. A lot of women are playing second fiddle to somebody else in their life, whether it's to their family or to the man in her relationship. And so she's always playing second fiddle or taking the back seat, as it were. And he's the one driving. And so when this tends to happen, and it happens for long periods of time, what happens is that your brain literally starts to turn to mush. It starts to kind of atrophy. It's kind of like muscles. If you don't use your muscles, they atrophy. And that's what's happening. And your self-efficacy erodes. Because when you're not out there challenging yourself and doing stuff, if you're sitting at home, if you're locked up, if you're cooped up, if you're not really out there in the world living on your edge, then you're like really in your comfort zone, and that tends to build a very, very, very big rut. And as that rut is building, your self-efficacy is eroding and eroding and eroding, and you feel like you can't really control the world. You feel like you become a victim. So that is, I think that's like the underlying thread here, is that this is what's going on. I think also there are some physiological differences, right? So this is not just purely cultural conditioning. There's biological differences. So it's more natural for a man to go out there and compete. That's masculine energy. For a woman, being in relationships and being submissive, that's also more natural. That's feminine energy. And you can see how that can lead to certain disadvantages. I mean, guys have their own set of disadvantages that they have. I'm not talking about that here. I'll have other videos about that. Here, we're just focusing on women. So the disadvantage with being very feminine like that and being very submissive is that you tend to take the back seat and you don't have a lot of control. You feel like you're a victim and stuff. If stuff isn't going your way, then you just tend to tolerate it. That tends to be your coping strategy. It's just like tolerating and bearing it and just kind of like suffering through it. Whereas a man tends to like not put up with that as much. So part of that is the physiology. Women are more compassionate, more nurturing, and these are amazing qualities, but they also have some disadvantages. There's also amazing qualities that men have that also have their own disadvantages. So every strength tends to have also kind of a little weakness behind it. It's like two sides of the same coin. And so for women, I think it's especially challenging because they need to, on the one hand, maintain their femininity. That's important to a woman. A feminine woman feels like her authentic self. So that's important. But at the same time, this femininity, it can't just be like this passive, do whatever you will with me, I'm going to be a doormat. It needs to be more like, I'm still on my edge, I'm still doing my own things, but I'm doing them in a feminine way. You have to be, as a woman, active and confident and out there living your edge, but in a feminine way. Do it in a way that feels natural to you as a woman, not the way a man would. But if you do that, then you will build up that self-efficacy too. You just need to be constantly pushing yourself and challenging yourself in your own ways. And that might be very different than they would be for a man. Maybe for you, that's really like working on the family, working on the relationship, doing whatever feminine things that you like to do, but like still pushing yourself in those areas. Don't just become very passive. When you become very passive and meek, then that's what starts to make that atrophy process happen. And when that's happening, then that leads to all sorts of problems. Most importantly, it's going to lead to dysfunctional relationships. It's going to create codependency. It's going to create this cycle of bad relationships. It's also going to make you feel very powerless in your life. And that's not what we want for you. Here at actualize.org, it's all about self-actualization. And for women, self-actualization is equally as important as it is for a man, because that's where those higher feelings, you know, that's where those higher values of yours are. As a woman, yours are just going to be different than a man's. And that's all right. But you got to make sure that you're always on the edge, always pushing your comfort zone, always growing. That is what's the key. All right, so this is Leo. This is what I have to say about women and low self-esteem. I'm going to be signing off. Go ahead and post me your comments down below. Like this video if you did. Click the like button so that more people can see it. And throw it up on Facebook. Share it with a friend so that more people are aware of what's going on here. And then come and check out actualize.org. Sign up to my newsletter. I'm releasing new videos, new articles, other goodies exclusive to my subscribers every single week. I'm helping you understand yourself, helping you understand life, giving you the wisdom to self-actualize, to grow yourself constantly. I've gotten so much benefit from doing that in my own life, from understanding all these advanced ideas. I love distilling the golden nuggets and bringing it to you and keeping you on track with that. Whatever your goals are, with relationships or business or health, keeping you on track with those goals is what's important. You're going to do it and you're going to build a better and better life just by doing kind of a baby stepping process. And I love to do that through the newsletter and through the videos that I'm constantly releasing. So go ahead and check that out. It is free.